What's up, West Philly?
And all our listeners.
You are now listening to the wonderful gems of Philly Student Union.
I'm Candace.
And I'm Zakiya. And this is On Blast Radio. We are now about to have a discussion about
One More Drink and all the things that it leads to.
Now, before we get into playing the song, Candace, how did you feel about the song before you listened to the lyrics?
And before I actually listened to the lyrics, I didn't really notice what it was talking about. I thought it was a nice beat, you know, nice song, you know, One More Drink, drinking alcohol. You know, it's something that it relates to a lot of things that young kids do today. And, you know, like, that's why it's real catchy. Nobody really listens to the actual things that he says. How about you?
I felt that it was a nice party song. It was something that, you know, everybody listened to, everybody did. It wasn't a big deal about it until I actually just sat there and just really listened to the song breakdown. But that's when I realized it was, you know, exploiting other people.
And here's One More Drink by Ludacris.
It was Friday night and I was feeling aight. Yep. Downtown Atlanta, big city, bright lights. Mixing Henny with the Sprite while I'm drinking and driving. No police lights, no police sirens. I'm headed to the club, looking for a freak. To spread a little love and spread a couple cheeks. Pull up to the spot, 26 is like, bam. Eyes on me like, do you see him? Stroll through the front door, headed to the VIP. Bought a couple bottles and I took a couple sips. Scoping out the room and what do I see? A nice round butt and a pair of double D's. So I crept up like shawty, what's happening? You killing that dress and I love it with a passion. Then she turned around and her face was aight. She had a gap tooth and a mean overbite. But I was like, cause she started looking better every shot of Patron. Yep, I jumped up with a devilish grin. Cause tonight, damn right, I might do it again. So I called up the homies. Let's ride, we can hit the sports bar over on the south side. Get a couple of Coronas, couple of limes. Went up to the bar and saw a couple of dimes. So I slowly walked up and said, hi, my name's Ludacris and I'm a hell of a guy. One said, I know who you are, I'm your number one fan. And right now it's too bad I got a man. And I said, I understand. But where the hell is he at? Cause in a minute if he don't show up, then man, grab the camera phone and take a bunch of drunk pictures. Cause Hennessy mixed with a whole bunch of equals you mixed with a whole bunch of Luda. And you know how far one drink could go. Start slurring my speech, slowing up the flow. Hiking up your skirts, climbing up your shirt. It's Mr. Late Night Luda and I like to flirt. So guess what, baby girl?
To the song, here are some of the main points that we noticed. That he said you should drink and drive. Drinking is good and it helps you meet girls. You should go up to every girl you see and tell them that you want to have sex with them. That every relationship needs to be sexually initiated by the man. all about what he wants to do, and sex equals life.
I also noticed by listening to the song that a man's insecurities will make him do things like get a woman drunk just so he could be with her because he doesn't know how to talk to her.
Also, yeah, like, even with dealing with a man and his insecurities, like, young boys just hearing this song and thinking that, you know, because a rapper is saying it's okay to get women drunk and to sleep with them, that's also how a lot of date rape happens and causes, because young boys think that, oh, I can't be with this girl while she's sober, so they end up getting her drunk or putting things in her drink, and which that's rape, because if you're so drunk that you can't consent, you won't be able to consent to anything, so... You know, that's a really big point and big issue that's happening now in Philadelphia in the United States.
Speaking of big teen issues, another point you made was drinking and driving. And according to the Center of Disease Control in 2004, 4,767 teenagers died from fatal car crash injuries due to, you know, DUI. When teens go out and drink and drive and they get in the car accidents, they, you know, kill a couple people or injure themselves. It kind of makes it harder for... You know, people like me, people who are focused, you know, like kids who are, like, not trying to drink and drive, you know, get their license and, you know, be responsible and, you know, be looked at by adults as, you know, responsible young people, responsible adults.
As I was listening to the song, it was just like he was, I just pointed out something. Even if you've seen the video, you notice that when he first seen the girl, before he took that one more drink, she was ugly to him. Mm-hmm. Like, in his eyes, she was not beautiful. She was ugly. But it took for him to get intoxicated to the point where he didn't... And then even when you seen it, he seen a totally different girl. Like, somebody he didn't even so see, like, the same person.
Wasn't even what she looked like.
And like, I thought, yeah, like, how even being a girl, and yes, before I actually, like, listened to the words and, like, took in perspective what he was saying, I liked it. But yeah. How do you still dance in, like, something like that when you realize, like... Even at the end when he says people are too picky, but you just
you just said, like, drink, like, take one more drink, yeah. And she's beautiful. Like, don't be picky. Like, if she ugly, if you like her, that's that. Like, don't say alcohol is gonna make her pretty and you can have sex with her.
Also, how he stereotyped women, I felt like, because yeah. She went from being a nice-sized, voluptuous woman to this skinny model with, like, different features and
nice teeth.
It was like, why couldn't she be beautiful just the way she was? Why you couldn't just accept a woman for the way she is? To another viewpoint that we saw was sex equals a life, good time or life. Yes, sex equals a good time. I don't know who made that rule. I don't know who told Ludacris that rule, but I don't think, my opinion, that's not totally true.
Yeah.
I actually think that sex and alcohol, sometimes it could equal confusion. It can bring confusion to a young person's life. Speaking from a teen's perspective, when you drink, sometimes you act in very risky behavior. And you have the time, you don't even remember what you did.
Yeah.
So, like, you don't even remember what kind of time you had. You might have had the best time of your life, but because you were drunk, you didn't even remember. And also, you don't have to get drunk to have a good time. You can be sober and you can do good things and have fun.
And one more thing I also noticed from the song is, you know, that, like, they blame their actions on the women.
Oh my god, isn't that horrible?
Because he's just like, be careful what you do. She's not doing anything. You getting drunk because you want to be with her. You can't blame that on her.
I think it's just like a way to do risky things or to do bad behavior and to not have to be accountable for it. Like, be careful what you're going to make me do.
Yeah.
I think we're going to end it on that note. And you have been talking with me. I'm Zakiya.
And Candace.
And we are the Gems of Philly City Union.